Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 141 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, some of you out there might remember an interesting person, a futurist, a sort of interesting thinker named Marshall McLuhan. Marshall McLuhan coined a phrase, "The medium is the message." The medium is the message, meaning that the medium itself in his 1960s and 1970s world, the medium itself was, in fact, transcending the message that was being sent. And he was right at that sort of bleeding edge of media. And some of you may have even heard me talk about McLuhan in my History of Photography podcast. But today I wanted to kind of look at his statement, "The medium is the message," and kind of turn it upside down. Because that phrase coined by Marshall McLuhan, meaning that the form of a medium embeds itself in the message, creating a relationship by which the medium influences how the message is perceived, has kind of taken on a different sort of meaning here in the 21st century, certainly in photography, because in recent years, a proliferation of photography, certainly as a pastime, as a hobby, but even as a serious avocation for many photographers, including, I'm sure, many listeners to Camera Position, or even a vocation for many listeners to this podcast, has meant that a huge number of images have been produced and viewed every day, every hour. You know, the numbers of pictures that we're looking at on 500 pics and Flickr and Facebook and all of the social media enterprises, Instagram, all of those places are producing and allowing us to view images by the tens of thousands every day. And some photographers have responded to that proliferation of images by using what I can't think of any other way to say other than visual flash instead of interesting content. And their objective, of course, is to rise above the fray, to make their images stand out and make their images more visible in this world that is inundated with photographs. And yet, I find that to be problematic because I still believe that content is king. And emphasizing content over visual flash encourages a viewer to respond intellectually and to respond in a deeper way. And this is, I think, one of the big reasons why I have begun to emphasize more and more, both in my own work and also in the students that I work with, to emphasize this idea of storytelling. And I kind of feel like I'm, you know, beating the horse over the head a little too much on this notion of storytelling. But it is through the story that we can engage the viewer. So the picture that is visually sort of stunning and that makes us go wow when we see it on the screen and a 500 pics or a Flickr page, that's all well and good. And, you know, I find that a lot of those pictures really are sort of astonishingly stunning and certainly are capable of being made with some of the tools that we have available to us today. And there's nothing really wrong with that for the sake of beauty, for the, you know, beauty for beauty's sake. But if our goal, and I think the goal of most of the people who are out there listening to this podcast, if our goal is to have something that goes beyond surface simplicity, surface beauty, and to look at something much bigger, much more interesting than just the surface of things, that I think that's where the content of our images needs to force the viewer to respond intellectually, force the viewer to look and think about our pictures. And I think the way that we can do that really is through storytelling. And that storytelling narrative idea that helps people bring people into our images, bring people into a sequence or series of images, and grab their attention for a bit longer, I hope, than those pictures that just make us go wow. So I guess what I'm after is trying to help you think through the process of what your story is. What's interesting to you when you find yourself in a new situation, in a new place, confronting new people? What is it about them in an essential way? What is it about those new people, or what is it about this new place in an essential way that captivates you, that causes you to stop and think, wow, this is a really interesting place? Look deeper, think deeper, find those elements, and begin to use those elements to tell that story that you can tell, that you alone can tell about that place, because it is your story. And it's not, I saw a photograph on Facebook the other day of a bunch of people standing all in a line waiting for a particular sunset effect at a particular spot, and, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge in the background, and, you know, they're all just standing there all in a line. And I kept wondering to myself, what is different about each person's story? And I wondered if there was anybody in that group who might have turned their camera the other direction, who might have thought about the light that the sun was casting instead of the silhouette of the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever it was that I saw. And I guess, you know, part of my point here is that I didn't really pay that much attention, other than just sort of saying, gosh, I wonder how different each one of those photographs is going to be. And I wonder if there was any one person in that group of 50 or 60 people all standing on the beach in a line who were going to make a picture or a series of pictures that would capture the idea of that day, as opposed to this one sort of picture postcard perfect moment. So what I'm encouraging you to do, and trying to work on myself, is do that turnaround, do that sort of look at someplace else in the picture space, in the space that I'm in, and see if I can find a way to tell the story in a different way, to use that storytelling narrative idea to create a series or sequence of images. It might only be three or four images, or two or three images, that help me tell the story of the place, that kind of helps me avoid that sort of whiz-bang, flashy image, and forces my viewers to look a little bit deeper into the content of what it is that they're doing. So next time you're in one of those situations where you're looking at the sort of surroundings around you and thinking about, wow, this is going to make the most beautiful picture, and I'm going to get a lot of likes on Flickr, turn around. Think about what it is that's making up that moment, and begin to look at the deeper complexities of the situation you're in. And I think what you'll find is that you'll make pictures that are more meaningful to you, and in doing that, you'll make pictures that are more meaningful to others as well. Well, thank you for joining me on this episode of Camera Position, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode on the podcast about the creative side of photography.